special chords. Now I'd like to talk a little bit about the fact that there are a number of chords on a harmonica, sometimes other than the ones you're used to hearing. You can think of the mouthpiece of the harmonica almost as a piano and realize that depending on which holes you block, you can get a certain variety of chords. Try this out. Draw just the first hole, then open your lips a bit and add the second hole to that, so you're playing two holes at once and getting that chord. Then expand one more hole over to the right so that you're covering the first three holes, but here, just using the very tip of your tongue, block the second hole so that you're getting the first hole and the third hole together. Then move over one more hole, go into the fourth hole position, block two and three, and you'll have your octave. Then go up another one, block two, three, and four, and you'll play one and five together, and then see if you can stretch it one more and play one and six together. And listen to all these different sounds you have. Now, some of these can be quite useful, actually. Frequently, you hear the third and fourth hole draw played together as a chord, like this. But sometimes it's very nice to substitute one and three for that, so you just cover the first three holes and play the one hole and the third hole together. Now here, you have a deeper bass note. Now, instead of just substituting the one and three for the three and four, if you want, you can still play the three and four and then just add the one to it. So you're over four holes, and you're playing the third and fourth hole out of the right side of your mouth, the first hole out of the left side of your mouth, and you're just blocking the two hole with the tip of your tongue. Similarly, you'll hear people play the two and five frequently, our seventh chord. Now here, we can play the one and five instead. Or play the two and five and then just add the one hole to that. So now we're over five holes and we're going to block the third and fourth hole. Now the three-hole chords are very nice. If you play in the three-hole position, and you just block the middle note with the tip of your tongue, you have some nice chords all the way up and down the harp on both the blow and the draw. So starting with the one and three hole, just blocking the two hole, we're going to maintain that three hole position as we go up the harp, and there will be nice little chords all the way up. Now on the draw. Some of these chords can be useful, especially if you're playing songs at a slow tempo, slow blues or ballads or melodic songs. I use that one and three chord in my own slow blues, Blues in a Dream, and in melodic things, let's say a song like Beautiful Dreamer. So just know that all these sounds are available. Practice them and master them, and they'll be there when you think it's musically appropriate to use.